Hey, welcome to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
I am currently I'm currently on tour right now. I will be in Nashville at Zany's on May 7th. On May 14th, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Orlando, Florida. May 21st, San Antonio. May 22nd, Addison Improv in Addison, Texas. May 23rd and 24th, I'll be at the Riot Comedy Club in Houston, Texas.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I feel like I'm missing a date in Jackson.
You are. You're missing Tampa or something too, right?
I said Tampa, I think. You know what? I was like, follow me on Instagram. I'll be in Florida, you motherfuckers. You better be there.
You can all your tickets at FionaColley.com.
For sure.
And hey, if you want to come see me, I'm currently on tour with Rodney Carrington. So any RodneyCarrington.com events at his website, get those tickets. I'll be opening up for him there. When I'm not on tour with Rodney, I'm out with Fiona. I'll be with her at all those Texas dates. So be sure to come out. It's a very, very fun thing when we get to come together and she gets to roast me for an hour after I go on stage. It's very cool.
I love it.
But check that out. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon if you haven't. There's so much, you know, extra content that we have over there. Sometimes we get really real. Sometimes we get really weird.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, be this guy, but... Like, we get angry about it going on Patreon and not being able to show all of you.
Yeah.
So just fucking go there, join it. It's worth it. I guarantee you cancel if you don't like it.
Yeah. You can just get rid of it. You know, it's $3. We could do, you know?
Yeah. Patreon.com/RampingUpPod.
That's it.
All right. Cool. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah. We're ramping up.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah.
Well. How shall we begin to want?
Do you have a question, Brady?
Yeah, let's kick it off. Let's kick this bitch off. Hey, I do like to say one thing. This is like a grassroots podcast, you know, and we're always going to keep it that way. You know, we're not up for sponsorships. We don't. That's not what we do. Okay.
No.
You know,
we're all about so just easy. Connecting with the fans.
Yeah. We don't want to like waste time with like product placement and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, sometimes on podcasts, you get hungry. And I know when I get hungry, like, I love bitchin' hot sauce, you know? It's just so good. And the thing is, you know what's crazy about it? It's like, it's not even like a hot sauce. It's like, it's a dip. Like, you can just, it's crazy that, like,
I will say it smells great. You can also,
it does. This is, for anybody that's wondering, not for any particular reason, this is the buffalo flavored one. And it's just, so good.
It has been sitting out for a while.
Well, you know, no particular reason. No, I just pulled it out of the fridge because I wanted it in this very moment for no other reason.
Yeah.
It's so good, though. And I know you're probably like, oh, my God. She stopped smoking and switched to Zen's. Just to be real, you know, the best Zen's out there right now aren't even Zen's. They're... BSX Citrus Ice is the current flavor. If you were wondering what Fiona loves, it's BSX Citrus Ice.
I don't want one right now, though.
You don't have to have one. That's the thing is, you guys are probably curious what it is.
All right. Anyways, if Matt's done being...
But that's just how...
Honestly, here's a Matt's just random. He's I'm a random feller. He's a goofy random guy. Take a sip of your bourbon, you fucking dork. And Brady, let's do some questions.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else is crazy? Like, sometimes we like to drink here. And when we do drink, I mean, by God, we love to drink. I don't know if we can show that one on the pod, actually. I think there's something to happen. We love to drink rare Elijah Craig toasted barrel and Michelob Ultra, dude. Come on now. Ultra. You think we're getting Ultra? It doesn't matter if we're getting, we don't do sponsorships. Get to that out of here. What are you doing, dude? That's crazy. Brady?
Sorry, Brady always pushes us.
Yeah. We just like the finer things sometimes, like a good Blanton's bourbon.
All right, we're done.
We have no sponsors. You know, we're just trying to, you know, fill it out.
If your life was a movie, what would be the title?
Ooh, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. It's okay. But seriously, check in.
What would that be about?
Ooh, probably like fucking me like pursuing like my career as like a professional baseball player.
You can't refer to an episode that hasn't happened yet.
It doesn't. Look, I'm just telling a story, okay? We're real grassroots here. I don't think I know what that word means. Or term. Is that a term or a word? I'm just having this podcast for Brady. I'm just trying to get him to break. What would your... I'm talking too much.
Like a movie that already exists or like...
You just made up.
Obviously. Hacking the mainframe.
Okay. They're always doing it.
Yeah, we hacked the mainframe.
Every single like computer thing, that's all they do. They, like, I've hacked into the mainframe.
I'm in.
I'm in the mainframe. There's never like... Okay, what next? That doesn't matter. I mean, I hacked into the mainframe. Can do whatever I want.
I feel like I could have said something better.
Go ahead.
Go.
All charged up.
All charged up.
What's the genre?
It's an action movie.
Oh, of course.
It's really a documentary.
Oh man, that's a first. An action documentary.
And it's actually a parkour documentary about wheelchair people doing
parkour.
Cool shit.
You ever seen me leave
my wheelchair and then go to take a pee? Parkour.
Wait, what?
If the most dangerous part of your day isn't taking a shit, I don't want to hear about it. The motto I live by.
I've taken some dangerous shits in my life.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
This guy fucking gets it. Okay, yeah. What? What was your question? I wonder.
What was the actual question that you asked?
I like
Did
where
we
it
answer
went.
That?
Nope. Keep doing.
People that ask
one.
These questions are gonna be like, I don't even know if they touched on it at all.
You had unlimited money for one day. What would you do?
Oh.
Strippers. Hookers. We can't say that.
Can we say hookers?
I don't think.
We can't say hookers?
I don't think
hookers. Prostitute?
Sex workers.
Like
prostitute feels like what you call them when you just don't even care. When you're completely emotionally detached.
Yeah.
Hooker is like,
hooker.
You do. You love a good hooker.
That sounds like a slur.
Yeah, it does.
Hooker? Barely knew her.
Oh my God. So in the next episode, I'll have a new co-host.
Yeah. Brady's swapping me real quick, dude.
Oh man, what the most amount of money? Okay,
that's just an unlimited amount
just
of money
just for a day, and it's gone the next day.
I would give it all away.
You're so full of shit. You fucking virgin to looking hookers. Ass bit. There you go.
Yes.
Oh, man. I would buy a wheelchair that climbs stairs.
Ooh.
Just for that day.
I have to get the dirt back? Bro.
I make the rules here.
That's sick.
Brady said he makes the rules, which is so white, man.
He kind of does. Get rid of chair, get rid of stair.
No.
You would get rid
if
of...
If I had the most amount of money for one fucking day, I don't even care if it sucked. I would fucking pay to rent out wherever the word is, the Ryman, and I would do a show there.
To 15 people?
No, I said me, not you.
Oh, damn!
God, it does, dude. My nose
Yo,
was tingling.
Yo, I said 15, not
that.
5.
I was so excited. My nose was tingling.
You're like, damn, no, I'll teach you up for that. Get out of here. Damn, looks like you got a good co-host.
Next one.
All right, we're not doing this shit.
Just zoom right through this.
Y'all make me bomb on this show, and
what,
I hate it here.
Did you answer?
If I had an unlimited amount of money, what would
for
I do?
One day. If you buy a thing, you have to give it back the following day.
Ooh, what about like the world's largest bounce house? That feels, no, that's not. I mean, like, for adults, you know, hang on. Like, just a all right, you know what? Y'all aren't allowed in.
No.
You don't have to. You don't have to write that down. That's fine. You can just.
Me and Brady both go.
Yeah, I don't like the fact. Not only are y'all making sure I bomb, now you're making sure I look like a creep. Bounce houses are fun.
We're not telling you what to say, my guy.
All right, whatever,
crazy.
Dude. I'm done with this. Next question.
Q.
What is your biggest failure, and what did you learn from it?
Well, are we going? One time I ran out onto the field playing defense. Am I?
Right, sorry. They haven't seen.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. You go first. You take it away.
My biggest failure?
What'd you learn from it?
God, that's hard.
Because
I've never failed. It's my biggest failure and what I learned from it.
It's a good question.
Okay.
Who asked
well,
that?
Tom from New York.
This
Who are you, my
probably,
dad?
This is probably not my biggest failure, just the one that came to mind. I did learn something from it. Before I, like, when I got on or anything, like, before all that, I got offered deadline at a, like, smaller local club here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first time, and I was like, hell yeah, and I jumped at the opportunity. And I, honest to God, I was like, I'm going to sell it out. Like, it's going to be so good. I'm ready for this because, like, it was just offered to me.
Yeah.
I was not fucking ready.
Is this where you forget your closer?
Yeah.
Nice. That dude.
Yeah. I was on stage and I fucking forgot my big joke and I panicked and said, oh my God, I forgot my joke. And they were like, yay. Like, it was awkward. There were like 15 people there.
They're like, you can do whatever you want, queen.
Like 20.
And you're like, no, I can't.
20 people. Yeah, not a ton. Like, it wasn't good. And it was very humbling. And then all of a sudden, my life changed a month later.
But also, most of the people in that crowd were
friends.
Yeah.
I know. I couldn't sell tickets to save my fucking life.
Yeah, well, you're speaking to the masses right now.
God, what a sad.
That's the name of the game. You got to learn how to sell tickets. What happened?
Hey, don't worry about me. I'm not a helpless girl. God.
Okay. Huh. My biggest disappointment? Ooh, that's too dark. I mean, probably similar. Like, what I learned most from is, like, I early on in comedy, I agreed to, like, a 30-minute set to open for a band. Ended up having the worst bomb of my life.
For a band is crazy.
Yeah, a rock band. And they did. They rocked it out. I did not. I got, like, booed early on. And I learned that when they ask if you have 30 minutes and you only have five, you still say, yes, I have 30 minutes. You take that gig, and then you learn to keep saying yes to opportunities no matter how they go. Yeah, you learn to be uncomfortable up there for longer amounts of time. I feel like I grew a lot from that. Like, in that moment, it hurt, but, like, later I was like, oh, that's about the worst that this could go.
Yeah.
In my career, and it hasn't, thank God, there it hasn't been a worse time on stage since. But, like, learning that early on and feeling that early on, when, like, I'm still like, hey, I'm growing, you know, like, I'm just 6 months into comedy, I should have just said no, but I didn't. I took the risk. It did not pay off, but it gave me the ability to fail and still mm-hmm. keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
If you had to give your 18-year-old self some advice, what would it be?
Oh, fuck.
Pull out.
Jesus Christ.
What? Huh? He's out there. So I don't know what I'm doing right now. Nah, I don't know. I'll let you go first.
Dude, that's hard. My 18-year-old self was fucking going through it. Like, that's the year I got diagnosed, finally. Ah, I've had to give her advice. Don't be such a fucking whore, dude. Like, I swear to God...
How is that different from my answer?
Well, mine's, like, real.
Yes.
Yeah. You were never really a whore.
No.
Comparatively? No.
I mean, we're not naming body counts on this pod.
Come on, let's go. Join the Patreon.
That's actually the next question.
Join the Patreon if you want to know her body count. Go ahead.
Yeah, fuck, I guess if I had to give my 18-year-old self advice, it would just be that you have value. Regardless of information that you hear about, you have value. And you'll find it. Calm down.
Fuck yeah.
That's sweet.
You dumb fuck.
Okay, jeez.
Sorry, bleep out. Oh, shit.
Oh my God, stop. If I had to give advice to my 18-year-old self, I was not diagnosed with a progressive neurological disease, but I did, a big chapter of my life did close at 18. I played sports, professional baseball athlete.
I was
going to
say hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got your
now
head.
Say it louder for the pod, Brady. Stop
hair.
Wearing so many hats.
He said hair.
It's blocking the sun from getting to your hair. Or whatever the hell was going on in my head. I don't know. No, I played ball my whole life. And then at 18, I got injured and couldn't play anymore. And... I, like, lost my identity, and I realized don't put who you are into something that can be taken away.
Mm.
There's so much more. Like, invest your time into, you know, family and friends and people, and spend more time figuring out who you are as a person, not who you are as like a title or like, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna be, you know, this guy. What?
Like who you are individually and not who you are reacting to something.
Yeah. It would have saved me a lot of time because I was just so... I was like, all right, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to college. And then, you know, I tried that route, but ended up like partying, you know, a lot like people do in college, but like with like a mission of like...
Yeah, but like a depressing like backstory. Similar.
Yeah. But
like different.
Yours is way more like real than...
Let's not compare that. No, that's real. That's valid. Please stop invalidating. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it was crazy. Like
we had a lot of growth at a fucking like integral time.
And you thought that you
nobody were knows
baseball your whole life, and you thought that you were gonna walk your whole life. Yeah.
Okay, so I do see the difference.
Yeah, when he says it like that, it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, you thought you play a you fun thought you were gonna game.
You thought you were gonna be.
You thought you'd be able to wipe your ass.
You thought you were going to play for the Atlanta Braves, and you thought you were going to be bipedal for your whole life. Very different.
I would like to hear more about that.
Cool. About what?
Just like your fucking dreams.
Oh, I mean, don't set them too high. Don't reach for the stars. Right. We've never even been to space, dude.
He's not going to.
The sky is the limit. Because we live in a firmament.
Okay, we're going to the next.
Sorry. No.
We're done with you.
Do you feel like those failures turned into some kind of blessing?
Yeah, I was never going to be a professional baseball player, but you go ahead.
No, I love not walking. No, I think, yeah, they definitely did. Wait. The failure was not walking.
Oh, yeah, that was a different question.
Wait, so do you feel like having, like, that diagnosis?
An accident
ended up.
Impacting,
I mean,
because
if
you
think
positively
about it, changing the route of the direction or trajectory of your life
entirely
to a different place, but ended up being such a blessing. I will say, yeah, for me, absolutely. Because, I mean, if I'd have gone pro in baseball and played for the Atlanta Braves and won the World Series.
Obviously,
I probably would have been with some
fucking idiots.
Like if I'd have got MVP 5 years in a row, I would have probably ended up with some woman that was just in it for the money. You know?
Some bipedal bitch.
Some bipedal bitch. But no, instead
clip
of
it.
Clip it. All you daywalkers out there. Next. No, I would have, we talk about this all the time. Like, if life hadn't gone the way it had gone, we would have never ended up right here where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for me. No, I mean, the diagnosis went from being like, I mean, the worst thing I could, it was so bad it wasn't even on my radar as a possibility. So, like, I hadn't even considered that this type of thing. Like, young people think they are invincible. And I was one of those. And then all of a sudden you realize, holy shit, I'm very fragile and it has nothing to do with buckling up in a car. Like, nothing I did made this happen. It was always going to happen. And I think I'm losing my train of thought, but like, It was out of the realm of possibilities. I had never been more depressed or defeated or felt like I had less value in my entire life. And that went on for like 7 years, probably. But now, 10 years after diagnosis, I will say I feel like, yeah, I wish I didn't have it. I wish this disease didn't exist, but I'm very grateful for the empathy it's given me and the perspective. And I think it led me towards comedy and towards you. And it made me a better person than I think I was prior to it. So if we're not focusing on the benefits of things, then we're all gonna fucking kill ourselves. Like, there, everyone can be upset about something, but there's always a way to find something positive. I don't know, and I'm just really grateful I had, like, at some point, even though it took so long, I'm glad I didn't do anything that ended this before it could get here. Because, like, I have so much more I want to do. And I know there are fucking comments and jokes online about me dying because of this. And it's like, haha, I get it. But, like, fuck you, I'll show you. You know? I don't know if that made any sense.
Yeah. Right up till the very end. But fuck you, I'll show you.
I'll die.
Are you
going to
kill... Are you going to KMYS?
I'm going to KYS.
KYS? You're going to KYS?
Kill
my wife yourself? Nah, if you really jumble it up, the algorithm can't pick it up. No, that's real talk. I mean, the comments you get online are, most of them, first of all, most of them are very, very nice and very cool and very, like, encouraging. But then some of them you're like, dog.
Like, could you just call me fat or something?
Yeah, let's stay as surface as possible. No, like, yeah, you see some of them, and I immediately want to be like, yeah, drop the address real quick. We're going to make a little trip. Like, they really do. You got to stay out of comments. That's the lesson I've learned.
But
if I could tell to my 18-year-old self, I'd be like, stay out of the comments. Don't look at them. They're going to say you're not funny. They're going to say this dude sucks. You got to get out of those comments.
I mean, the world is dark, but my skin's thicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Psoriasis. Thick skin.
Well, it's weird because I genuinely do feel like, as much as I have to be fucking pissed about, I have even more to be, like, grateful about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm glad I'm here regardless of how I am.
Sick.
We
Brady's flicking off the camera. I don't know.
I was like, she's doing the same.
We didn't think so.
Oh, that's sick.
That was crazy.
That was really good.
Yeah. It's funny how, like, episodes can just be whatever they are until people are like, what was that? Yeah. I don't know, just bearing our souls out here. Yeah, I love you too. But you know me better than anybody. Like, I get so uncomfortable with, like, real shit. So as soon as it gets real, I'm like, and you're gay.
Yeah.
I don't say that, but, like, which is fine. If, fuck.
Yeah, as a couples therapist, I'm going to need you to do a little breaking through, Matt.
You want me to break through? Or you want me to break dance?
Okay.
Hit it! No.
Next question. Yeah. Next question. Yeah,
there it is. Perfect example, dude. I get so uncomfortable, like, when.
Why?
Yeah. Why? I don't know. I think a lot of times. I think a lot of times, like, I'm just, like, scared of, like, sharing vulnerability with people. That I don't know, like. But I'm also good at it, but only with people that like I care to share it with. You know what I mean? So like if it's like something public, I'm like, it's too, you give too much of you, crack a joke, lighten it up. But also like I don't, a lot of times like I feel like I make, if I'm too serious, like I make people feel uncomfortable. So I'm like, oh, let's lighten it up real quick. Or like,
well, it's like when people don't think a joke you did was funny, that's whatever. But when you're being vulnerable and they don't like that, that feels far more personal. So that's how I feel, maybe.
And maybe like with comedy, like you get the reaction, like you know if like, because they're laughing or like there's some, but if you're being serious, like you're like, oh, I don't know if they're vibing with this at all. Like,
yeah,
they could hate what I'm saying right now. I can't really tell. The
very end.
Yeah. Know. And then I just go, didn't like that.
Mm.
Like, oh yeah. So, I don't know. I'm about to crack a joke right now. What are we doing?
Next.
That's interesting. It's a time when you did something that made you proud of yourself.
What's a time when I did something that made me proud of myself? Shoot. What's a time when I did something that made myself proud of myself? One time I squatted 600 pounds.
You're done.
I can't do it. I can't do it, dude. Oh.
I think. I don't know. I feel proud of myself every time this happens, which it's not like all the time, but like if I have a show and afterwards, like a disabled person comes up to me and tells me that it meant anything to them. Like, I mean, that's why I do all of this. So. That fucks me up. That gets me.
No, I mean, all what I was just going to, like, add to that is, like, you see it firsthand, like, when you go to your shows. Like, you see people that have not gotten out of the house, you know. And, I mean, that's a common theme that you hear a lot of your shows. Like, I haven't been out of the house in 2 years. And, like, you're getting people out of their... I even hate to say comfort zone because I feel like they're not comfortable there. They just have this like loss of motivation or anything. And like to see you getting out there traveling the world, like then you see fucking 10, 20 people in wheelchairs at your shows that you knew it took a much larger effort for them to get there than it did for those bipedal bitches. You know what I mean? Like, so,
name of the episode.
Yeah, bipedal bitches. Yeah, it's nice. But like, seeing it from a from like, you realize, oh, this is bigger than comedy. Yeah. Like this means so much because when I started, I'm just like, oh, I just want to make people laugh and have a good time, and but also be kind of narcissistic about it. You know, like I want people to see me. You know, like it's a very, it feels very narcissistic to do comedy. Period. But like what you do is far more than that. Like you're getting people that are probably at a point where they're not happy with their life. How it's tough to like navigate being diagnosed with, you know, progressive disease or anything that alters the course of your life and changes your whole like just the whole outcome of what you had planned. And these people, you know, you give them a place of comfort and you give them a place of like, I don't want to say feel seen or anything, but like feel included when they've felt, I mean, you know, like just, you know, accessibility and problems like that. Like you constantly feel ostracized from just like just everyday society.
Well, I guess like, back to that thing I was saying about like, just not feeling value. Like you don't bring anything to the table or there's nothing you can do that can make a difference. And I was fucking, being a victim is my biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
Cause I think This might get me in trouble, but I don't give a fuck. Like, I think a really big problem we have in society nowadays is people are fucking thirsty to be a victim. Like, and I don't mean, yeah, like, in, like, substantial ways. I mean people that are doing A-OK, want to complain about something or feeling left out of something. And sometimes that's real, but a lot of the times I'm seeing it feel, like, disingenuous, or you just want to, like, find a group to put yourself in because, like, complaining is better than having nothing to talk about. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Well, you're starting to see it from, like, the most extreme cases in, like, trans ableism.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah, I do want to talk about that, actually. Can I explain what that is? So, people that don't know, Google it. Trans able is a group of people that say they feel they were born into a perfectly healthy body, but they feel they were meant to be disabled in some way. Whether that mean blinding themselves or getting a fucking healthy limb amputated or being paralyzed. And sometimes they're going to different countries and getting surgeries done to disable themselves. A lot of the times doctors say no, so they do horrendous things to disable themselves. And that is the type of mental illness I cannot fucking get behind. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, you know? That is, I guess, like the ultimate, like, you know, because a lot of times it's, straight white people that have very little struggle but lack the amount of attention they feel necessary to feel valid. So what they do is like these most extreme measures to be like, oh, now I'm in a oppressed group or a group that is, you know, given more, not even more, like, I don't know what I'm trying to, I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't know how to say it. Is it goes back to just that victim mentality, and they don't have any of that, so they're trying to create their own, like, join a group that already has it. And it's there's a deeper issue there. I don't know what it is. I couldn't pinpoint it, and I would never want to misdiagnose it, but it's just that was a bit extreme.
No, that's like, really pisses me the fuck off. And it's interesting because this is not the same thing, but like when I started getting booked more in comedy and blah, 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 these able-bodied dudes would be like, they'd say like throwaway comments about how lucky I am to have what I have. And I'll let you know, I'm trying to do the most with what I have, but it's just because of what I have. Like, without this, I would have a very happy life doing something else. I'm very fortunate for everything that's going on, the fact that y'all give a fuck what I have to say. But, like, I'm not like, thank God. Like, something is so deeply wrong with my body. Like, I hate that people, like, glorify almost.
Well, I think that's where, like, social media kind of adds, like, a edited view of your life. Because all you're putting on social media is pretty much the best of the best. But what people don't see behind scenes is just the struggle and the everyday issues that come behind being disabled and, you know, living in a world that's not navigated for you.
Yeah, and some piece of shit commented on one of the, maybe the first podcast, about how the world shouldn't be made for people like me. Fuck you. First off, you're an idiot and you don't know anything. Google, maybe. Because, what was it, fucking 16% of the world is disabled. Also, being disabled, get old. Welcome. Like, the only minority group that you can join at any time is something I've always fucking said.
Yeah, like, anything can happen. You're one accident away from being part of the game. Yeah, don't buckle up,
you idiot. Like... But, like, no, that's called universal design. I'm getting on a different topic. Yeah, universal design is actually what I wrote my thesis paper on in college. And it's just the idea that we design things so literally everyone can use them. I don't mean making shit, like, handicap accessible, but it's like, I can't use stairs. You can use a ramp. We can all use the same fucking thing. There's no reason to build things with the possibility of exclusion of a certain type of people. Like, think about your grandparents. Think about if you fucking break a leg. Think about, like, all of this is relevant.
Yeah. And you'll know eventually. Or at least one in four people will.
Right.
Because, you know, when it comes to disability, like, a lot of that doesn't even include just, like, from, like, elderly, from, like, aging. So, anybody can get it. And also, whoever invented the stairs.
Kill yourself. Throw yourself down.
So.
Fuck that guy. That's wild.
What question was that? Good Lord.
Oh. In high school, I worked at Laser Chase, like laser tag.
Yeah.
And I was really good at it, like laser tag itself. But for some fucking reason, this one was in the A Game Complex, which is like, it's like a huge building with like ice skating rink, basketball courts, and upstairs this laser tag and other shit. Like, it had all of it there. And we had a lot of, like, kids' birthday parties at the laser tag place. And a rule, when they show up for the birthday party, we have to be standing outside waiting for them. I was not diagnosed yet, but I was a year away from it, so I was very clumsy, and I didn't know why. They drove with the cake. We had to. It was in the contract. We had to take the cake from them and carry it up the two flights of stairs. But the whole way up, we had to walk backwards up the stairs. What?
Sorry. No, keep going.
The whole way up, we had to walk backwards up the stairs holding the cake and explaining what the birthday party was going to look like or, like, what we'd do. I dropped, like, 3 cakes doing that. And so then they tried to promote me to manager because I wouldn't have to hold no more cakes. But I got so nervous that my whole life would just be managing a laser tag place because I'm an idiot. So I fucking quit because I panicked. And I was like, I want more for my life. I was 17. I do. My last weekend there, I'm a junior in high school, right? There was a lock-in, which they did for senior lock-in, right? It was a different high school, so it was all the seniors doing a lock-in at the A-game complex. So they could, you know, ice skate, basketball, volleyball, laser tag, and I was managing laser tag thing. And they said to me, and I'm a year younger than all these people, and they were like, if you see anyone drinking or, like, hooking up in the laser tag or, like, anything like that, it was my job to report it.
Yeah.
In what fucking world? These guys had a flask, and I knew where the cameras were. And I was like, hey, no, give me that flask. And I took it, and then I, like, drank the
nice.
But yeah, that was a good paint job.
Cool. Dang, I bet working at laser tag was cool as hell.
It was sick as fuck. Except I had to clean up a lot of piss.
Kids
piss themselves.
There was like just from like excitement of laser tag?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think the thing I had to clean up most at laser tag was? It's piss.
It's always piss.
I'm not
going to
answer that for you. It's always piss. That's crazy. Yeah. Same thing when I worked at Quiznos.
So excited.
Sandwiches. Oh, my gosh. Oh, toasted. Toasties jeans. Oh, man. What, crazy job I had?
Yeah.
Quiznos was a wild one. Man, I've never told this story publicly.
Go.
We were, you know, 18. All of us that worked there, except for the manager who was just, like, trying to keep her life together. And it's just, imagine, like, being, like, 30-something in, like, what seemed like a bad marriage, and like just having to be around these horrible 18-year-olds all day, like just making your life a living hell. Like, we were, I don't know how much legally I can say that we were doing there, but we were just, you know, having fun at Quiznos.
Yeah, like, you're being so vague.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't. We had fun. Oh, okay. Matt. We had like keg parties in the back of Quiznos.
That's
like,
what you
out
were
back
hiding.
Now. And we would like, you know, just our friends would come and we would send like 6-foot subs through the thing and just like cut them up and be like, "You gotta, we're kings," you know, like living like kings. I don't know if this is. Look, I was a bad boy back in the day, okay? I was giving away free subs. But
I'm literally so dumb with you.
Well, in one particular case, we can cut this out if we need to. This guy was very rude to me. And, like, so there's one side. Dang, I don't want to tell this.
I already know where you're going. Keep going. You spit in his food or something?
No, even worse. I shit in his food. No. Yeah. I slapped my meat on his meat and sandwiched through the thing.
You put your dick on his food?
I love that. If I had a dick. I'd put it on everything.
I put that on. That was like Frank's Red Hot. I put that shit on everything, dude. Yeah, no, he was very, very rude, and I was just like an 18-year-old, like, pissed off kid, and he really pissed me off. And he, like, just, like, normally, like, stay what you want. And he was like, "I already told you, everyone, just fucking do it. Go." And like, it's like yelling at me. And I'm just like, "Oh, I'm just asking what you want on your sandwich,
you're dude." A Quiznos king.
Yeah, bro. You came to Quiznos. And it was like back when like these Bluetooth heads, he's on his phone like the whole time, but like talking to me like while he's on the phone with somebody. And like, he goes over to the other side and like my buddy was working, like goes over because that's where like Toasted comes out and other stuff goes on it. I'm just like, man. This guy slapped my junk on his sandwich.
It's cute. How bad do you think that is?
I mean, that feels.
That is pretty bad.
Let's look up if that's a crime. If so, you'll never see this. But if not, hope you enjoyed that sandwich, mama.
More like a manwich.
Extra mayo.
He comes back. What? He's like, "Hey, I know I was pissed earlier, but that was the best.
That was like the best chicken carbonara I've ever had in my life, dude.
Chicken carbonara.
Chicken coming on you. Yeah. I am not proud of that one.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
And that's how I met your father.
And that's.
It's so funny that.
Yes.
And you were such a piece of shit back then.
I mean, you saw the tattoo. You know what I mean? It matched.
I know. I always think about how Matt was literally, like, the word I would use to be nice is a hoodlum. You know what I mean? Back then.
That was... But here's the thing, man.
Rat king. No, I would Theo. Never. I no, mean, here's the thing. That's exactly what I would have dated when I was 21.
Yeah, I had gauges. I had gauges back then. No, I didn't.
You could have gotten this.
Here's
my
the
guy.
Thing, though. I was a good person, but like sometimes people would just like
you didn't
piss
know
me off
where
and be
to
like,
put your
care.
Anger. You were immature.
Yes. Yeah. That's a very good like yeah.
I was almost a therapist.
Yeah. What happened?
When I say almost, I mean I had the
I thought
about
one
it. Time.
I was almost a therapist. I was a psychology major that switched to
all right, Brady, work. Next question.
I was a psychology major that switched and then became a couples therapist.
Nice.
He's sitting
back in
the
saddles again. Yeah, let's do one more. And then we'll creep it on over to Patreon.
Yeah. If you could master any skill, what would it be? Any skill. You could do anything. But you're very good at that one thing and nothing else.
Thinking of ideas and patenting them.
The second part is really the
key. Yeah. I don't want to get Nikola Tesla'd by Thomas Edison. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a deep cut.
Doing my taxes.
Oh. So you want to just be a CPA?
No, just my own. Like if it was not stressful at like, all. And
that's
I
a pretty
understood.
Good answer. Yeah.
Just like being
that.
Like,
I
yeah,
wanna piggyback
I got
that
this,
one, actually.
No worries.
If I could master one thing... Dude, woodworking would be very cool. I would have not have said that 10 years ago. But for some reason, once your 30s creep in, you're just like, well, I've crept in far into my 30s. But like, to say, once your 30s creep in, like, brother, your 40s are about to start creeping in. Once your 30s creeping in, everything, golf, woodworking,
you're not creeping
bird watching.
In. You're like very casually
I'm creeping
walking
out,
around.
Dude, yeah.
Creeping up.
I've been exploring the space.
He's jogging in his 30s.
Dude, yeah. Dude, I'm sprinting.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
When I turn 30, we got to have a rager.
Yeah. Cake party.
Oh, I want to do a
we'll
cake
go live.
Stand. Whoa.
For Fiona's 30.
Brady's about to turn 30 next month.
Night-night.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
We're going to get burgers at a dive bar. Yeah. We're going to get fucked up. I'm going to bring cards out of nowhere. You're going to be like, what? I bet let's play a game. You're like, I'm 30.
Lord.
That sounds so good right now.
Apples to apples. Who's in?
I drop all of them. I cry probably.
Oh, no. It looks like it's always 52-card pickup with Fiona.
My nightmare.
Yeah. Talk about a mean game to play with you.
Yeah. Brady, you had one more question?
That was the one. Well, I mean, I can do another.
We'll do one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Wakanda?
Fun, yeah. Let's close it out light. Not be like, have fun going to sleep thinking about this.
I actually want to know this. If you could have dinner with three famous figures from history or alive now, who would it be?
Oh, man. If I could have dinner with three famous figures in...
I guess they don't have to be famous. Just anyone ever that you know about.
Go ahead.
Truly human.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My baby girl. She's the mother of the ADA movement. Got and then Judy Human two more times.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say Judy Human, Bo Burnham.
Hell yeah.
And Oh, fucking Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that'd be fun.
No. Who's that guy that I'm like, he could be my dad, we talk the same. He's dead from drugs. Comedian.
Oh, Mitch Hedberg?
Mitch Hedberg. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say Judy Heumann, Mitch Hedberg, Norm MacDonald. That's my answer.
I'm going to say Sergeant Joe Etheridge, Sergeant Andrew Bostino, and Patch Cowley.
You fucking idiot.
Do it for the veterans. I'm going to catch heat for this, but I don't care. Jesus. Number one. Oh, got a lot of questions.
Oh, my God.
Do you not have a lot of questions?
Yeah, like
for the guy that kicked it off, like that's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you think women don't ever? Yeah, are you mad about all this or what's going on? Who are you the most pissed at right now?
Yeah. Number two, Hitler got a lot of questions. All right, no, we'll cut that out. No, but I do have a lot of questions. Let's see. Yeah, one. Number two, interesting. Number two, Judy
Heumann. Oh, Kelly, she's busy. She's at my dinner.
Oh, wait, our dinner's at the same time?
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Oh, you're not invited.
Oh, man. Matthew McConaughey.
Ah.
That's a good one. Jesus, Matthew McConaughey. Think about the questions Matthew McConaughey would be asking Jesus that I didn't even know I could ask. Yeah. You know? That's a good one. He's like, all right, all right, all right. That's a good question. And then.
I'm going to change my answer.
Number two. Dang, it's going to get me. I would like to have, one last conversation with my grandmother. I have a lot of questions now that I did not have when she passed. So, boom. How do I become an inventor? Huh? And how do I make sure these other people don't invent the things already created when I was really high? How do I talk to the creator of Autobrush and let them know that was kind of my idea? Give me royalties.
Okay, wait. Judy Heumann, your finalizer. Judy Heumann, Bo Burnham. Oh my God, who did I just have? Oh.
Mitch Hedberg?
No. Judy Heumann, Bo Burnham, Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's not too late.
It's a good dinner.
Yeah.
Bill Nye?
Ataxia very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's involved in ataxia research shit because his family member's affected. Bill Nye. Help us.
Bill Nye, the Friedrich's Ataxia guy. That's the title.
If anyone can do it, Bill Nye can.
Bill Nye's the guy. All right.
Love that's an hour
on the dot.
Thank y'all for listening. Now it's time to go to Patreon.
Yep.
You know
let's
what?
Get it going.
Instead of a beer, let's do bourbon. I'll see you over there.
Yeah. Love you guys. Bye. We're raving up.
Bye. Shut up.